download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
Well, when I was really little, I'd say I mostly was listening to, like, kind of musical, like, music from musicals, you know, like West Side Story or Oklahoma. My grandpa was a big musical fan, so he'd always bring home records. And, you know, over time, I started, like, digging into more into my parents' record collection, for sure.
It's interesting that you say that you grew up listening to a lot of musicals because I guess the writing of songs in a musical is always very descriptive. It's always telling a great story and painting a picture. And when I listen to the music of Fleet Foxes, it has that real heavy imagery throughout it, a real pastoral feel, and kind of makes me feel I'm wandering through a forest as I'm listening to your music. Do you think that had a big influence on you as a young guy listening to this stuff and then starting to write music yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Anything that's, you know, evoking some mood. I mean, as a kid, you know, I was definitely into anything escapist, you know. From about when I hit, you know, like 12 to about when I was 17, I had just horrible, horrible allergies. As a kid, I was going on tons of, you know, trips and, like, always outside and always, you know, hanging out and playing. And then by the time I was a teen, I had to be indoors most of, like, spring and summer. So in that time, I was, like, always... you know, reaching for, like, escapist stuff, you know, to kind of, like, get away from just being indoors all the time. You know, there's definitely a spirit of, in my life, a spirit of escapism, I guess, which makes it into the music.
Come down from the mountain, you have been gone too long. The spring is upon us, follow my only song.
Possible to not be influenced by those natural surroundings when you're living in the Pacific Northwest of America? It's such a beautiful place to live.
For me, it is sort of, yeah, the Pacific Northwest is, I mean, it's interesting, you know, like a lot of times the summer and spring are really nice here and the fall is really nice, but it is, you know, fairly rainy. You do spend a lot of time inside, you know, so there are two sides of it. You know, there's all this stuff around you that you can go do and go see, but a lot of the time you're sort of stuck inside. So if anything, you're more like longing for it or something, you know.
Let's talk about the rest of the band. Obviously, you and Sky were making music together from a young age, but when were Fleet Foxes born? When did you get the other guys on board?
Oh, that was kind of around once we moved to Seattle. You know, like, we'd been kind of, like, casually playing, you know, just in Sky's basement, you know, and once we kind of moved out of our respective, you know, family homes and got jobs in the city and apartments and stuff, we kind of started meeting a bunch of people and made new friends. And so we, you know, play with friends we'd made or people we'd known, you know, and it took a while to kind of meet everybody and sort of get to where we are now. And that was, you know, that I'd say that process started about 2 years ago. So it's kind of just very gradual. It's kind of we never had any big plan. We didn't really have it all figured out, you know. We still don't, but we especially didn't then, you know, like in terms of what kind of music we were specifically wanting to make. And so we were kind of always playing catch up, kind of like every show would have, you know, new songs. And by the, you know, sixth show, we were probably playing all different songs. You know, we didn't have a record done and then start playing shows on it. You know, it's kind of like a growth process in public.
Dear shadow alive and well, how can the ball everything, anything true.
How much of it is you and then the rest of the band joining in on those beautiful layered vocals?
It's kind of different for every song, you know, like some songs were sort of built around the harmonies, you know, like where if the harmonies weren't there, there wouldn't be the song, you know. And then there were other songs where we just needed an interesting way to make the song sound fuller without having to resort to like strings or you know, other stuff that we weren't comfortable doing, you know. It was something we kind of discovered in the process of recording that this was like the way that we, that was most comfortable for us to, I don't know, make recordings, you know. And then from there we sort of got really, really into it and kind of ran with it, you know.
Do you think that having that, that moment where you're harmonizing with your other band members is a particular kind of bonding, like more than just playing music?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think for us that's the most rewarding part of it. I don't know, you can play, you know, you can play a really complicated guitar part, a really complicated drum part, and all together, and that's fun too, but even the simplest harmony is more satisfying, to us at least, you know. To pull that off, you know, in the practice space is, I don't know, it's definitely a focus, you know, and it's the most fun part for sure.
Penniless and tired with your hair growing.